Cusinak and Kennedy, and we're back level with two runs apiece.
Nice job of opposite field hitting by Reed. He just took what Uceda gave him. Pitch away, went right with that pitch and punched it through the left side. And, of course, when Buddy Reed gets on, you got a chance to see a stolen base attempt as well. So we'll see. But it is a tie game as Mickey McDonald, who's been very dangerous so far, comes up.
Back to the top of the lineup. McDonald in from the left. Watching all the way in. A fastball high and outside. Right on left matchup. Starts out a ball. No strikes. That situation, Russ, just goes to show you the difference that a player like Barrera can make. Stealing second, forcing the throwing error by Griner. He's likely going to go first to third on a single from Reed in that situation. Maybe not even because it was to left field, so changing the complexion of this inning. As Uceda fires to first base, Reed back in, head first and safely.
Buddy had a nice lead, at least four and a half steps over there. So Uceda letting him know that he knows that he's over there.
Reed bouncing off the bag at first, a good size lead again. Uceda comes set, towing the first base side of the mound. Look to first, now the 1-0. A late swing on a breaking ball from McDonald. The slider fooled him out of the hand. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Reed stands 6'4" off the bag at first, and long extremities mean that he can take just that little bit extra of a lead. Davidson holding him on. Everybody a step to the right around the infield. Here's the 1-1 to McDonald, who swings. This time the fastball blown by him at 93. And the count of ball and two strikes to the Aviators right fielder, who's 2-for-2.
Ted Wien's trivia question for tonight. We'll have the answer in the next half inning. Who led the Aviators pitching staff in victories last year? Who had the most wins on the staff last year? Answer coming up on Ted Wien's trivia.
McDonald rests the bat on the left shoulder. Uceda comes set looking at first as Reed extends his lead. Uceda steps off the mound, doesn't immediately fire over to first. After a brief pause, he does. Reed back in standing this time with McDonald at the plate. Reed on first, looking down to the manager, Fran Reardon. We're tying at two. A couple of runs on six hits for the Aviators. Two on three for Reno. Here's the 1-2 pitch. McDonald lines one straight back to the screen. Keeps the count at a ball and two strikes as Markel continues to get his warm-up tosses in beyond the right field fence. He's just kind of standing atop the mound as of now. He's likely ready to go. Pimentel walked two, struck out one over an inning and a third. We'll see if he is indeed done. Nick Allen awaits on deck. McDonald hopes to bring him up here in the fourth. After the foul ball, another 1-2 pitch. Slider taken for a ball down low. See McDonald chart to go around, was able to keep the bat on the shoulder. McDonald, 10 of 10 in steal tries with the Aviators. 18 of 18 last year. He was perfect. Batted a combined 305. 111 hits for Mickey. 2-2 pitch, lofted into left field. Foul territory, and it'll find the Reno dugout down the third baseline. So McDonald lives to see another pitch with the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in a 2-2 ball game. Deuces wild here in the bottom of the fourth. It'll be the heart of the Aces lineup in the top of the fifth, with the first baseman, Matt Davidson, the number three batter to lead things off when we get there. Edwin Uceda, right-hander set atop the mound. His 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. McDonald fouled it back into the mitt, but the damage done. Luis Barrera singles, steals second, reaches third on an error, driven around on a Buddy Reed single the other way. Overall, the run on two hits, one man left on. We've played four full. We're back where we started, all tied up at two runs apiece, back with the fifth when we return.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Matt Nevert along with Russ Langer here in the top of the fifth inning. We're all tied up at two in opening night action between Las Vegas and Reno in front of a packed house here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Chester Pimentel's night is done after an inning into third. It's Parker Markle, a former San Diego Padre, on to toe the slab. Here as we get it going in the top of the fifth inning, Markle out of Peoria, Arizona. Big body at 6'4", 227 pounds. 31-year-old will deal from the right side to the right-handed batting first baseman, Matt Davidson. It was Buddy Reed driving in Luis Barrera from third. We have two outs in the bottom half of the fourth inning to knot us up at two runs apiece. Davidson swings at the first pitch thrown by Markle at 94. Falls behind, nothing and one. Final line on Pimentel, an inning in a third. No runs, no hits. He walked a pair and struck out one. 25 pitches, 13 of them for strikes. He'll leave with a no decision. As Markle, working exclusively out of the stretch with nobody on, deals a breaking ball down and outside to Davidson. Count even at a ball and a strike. Davidson homered in his first at-bat of the season, driving one into the bullpen beyond the right field fence. He took a four-pitch walk. Zach Logue to lead off the third. 1-1 fastball, letter high over the heart of the plate for a called strike. One ball and two strikes, the count to Davidson. Markle added as a minor league free agent just under a month ago, on March 11th, signed by the Athletics. Right-hander deals. 1-2 pitch is just inside on the changeup. Doesn't throw the changeup often, but trying to fool Davidson there. As the count goes even, a fastball with a changeup and a more often used slider. The three-pitch mix for Markle, the Arizona native. Comes set with the glove just underneath the jaw. A high leg kick of the 2-2 pitch is fisted shallow into right field, dropping in front of Mickey McDonald, who picks it up on the second hop. Davidson stays perfect. A pair of hits and two official at-bats along with the base on balls in the third. So Davidson, who led off the third with the walk, leads off the fifth with the base hit. Davidson on first with no outs. Here's Stuart Fairchild, who's 0-for-1, hit by a pitch in his last time up. Got him in the back right arm as the left fielder digs in from the right side. Three-man shift on the left side of the infield. Dermis Garcia all alone holding the runner on at first. Fairchild keeps the bat on the shoulder. No inclination to swing on the fastball that crosses the plate for a called strike. Markle spent all of last season with AAA El Paso. Here in the Pacific Coast League was AAA West a year ago. He'll come set with the glove at the belt. Now raises it as he deals on 0-1. Fairchild swings and misses at the slider, moving away from him, quickly falling behind, nothing and two. In 41 outings, exclusively out of the bullpen, Markle was 3-2 with a 4.42 earned run average. In 57 innings, registered 91 strikeouts to 45 walks. Fielder Barrera deep as Markle comes set on nothing and two. The pitch. A checked swing on a slider outside. The appeal down the first baseline. Brett Terry, our first base umpire tonight, signaling that he was able to hold up on the checked swing. We're here on opening night, magnetic schedule giveaway brought to you by our friends at the Health Plan of Nevada. Tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch, Bark in the Park night, presented by Subaru of Las Vegas. Fairchild waves the bat over the right shoulder. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Markle earned strikeout number one of the 2022 campaign on Fairchild's second swinging strikeout of the night. One on and one down. Markle looking to get a ground ball off the bat of Buddy Kennedy. Right-handed batting third baseman digs in. Number five on the card at third. Number five in the lineup as well. Single to lead off the second was later driven in on an Alec Thomas walk with the bases loaded. First pitch outside on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Markle. Kennedy also grounded into the season's first double play. 6-4-3 twin killing. That was the final pitch thrown by Zach Logue, the starter tonight. Went 2 2/3. Gave up two runs, one earned on three hits, a pair of walks, and four strikeouts in his first outing in the Athletics organization. 93 on the fastball as Markle misses down low. The count goes 2 balls and no strikes to Kennedy. Markle was originally selected in the 39th round of the 2010 draft by Tampa. Made his big league debut on May 12th of 2019. Here's his 2-0 pitch to Kennedy. Watches all the way on a called ball 3 outside. Markle's got big league time with Seattle and Pittsburgh, both in the 2019 season. Here's his 3-0 pitch. Watching all the way is Buddy Kennedy, as that fastball's over the heart of the plate, called for a strike. Kennedy, a supplemental top prospect in this Arizona Diamondbacks organization, coming in rated number 33 by Baseball America in their preseason prospect handbook. Swings at the 3-1 pitch and pops it straight up to the right side. First baseman Garcia in foul ground, tiptoeing around the opening week logo. Painted in foul ground. He's able to make a two-hand catch above the head as Kennedy records the second out of the fifth inning. So after the Davidson leadoff single, a Fairchild swinging strikeout, followed by a Kennedy pop fly in foul ground. Davidson still on first with two down. Brings up Stone Garrett, who's without an at-bat tonight. Hit by a pitch in the second. Walked and stole second in the third. It's the first batter faced by Pimentel. He was stranded on second when C.J. Chatham lined out to right center. Right-on-right matchup with two down as Garrett takes a slider over the outside. Calling for strike one. 105 games between two affiliates in the Arizona system last year. Garrett, a .277 batter. 27 long balls and 81 runs batted in. Long look over to first for Parker Markle. Short lead for Davidson as the right-hander comes set on the mound. 0-1 pitch fools Garrett, who swings and misses at the slider moving away in the count nothing and two. Markle, who operates almost exclusively fastball slider, mixes it up well. Throws a ton of sliders to right-handed batters like Garrett. Standing 6'2", tipping the scales at 195 pounds is Garrett, the designated hitter tonight. He's behind nothing and two as Parker Markle comes set. He rocks, he deals. Garrett swings and misses at strike three. So after a Matt Davidson leadoff single, a strikeout, a pop-out, and an inning-ending swinging strikeout by Stone Garrett. Have the aces down in four batters, and with that, we've played half a ball game. 4.5 innings down, 4.5 to go. We're all tied at two between Las Vegas and Reno. Nick Allen to lead things off in the bottom of the fifth when we return.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and Chevy offers a full lineup of trucks and accessories to help make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a sport bar and bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with perimeter bed lighting. And make your Silverado HD more secure with a tonneau cover. Your Chevy dealer can help you find the right Chevy truck and accessories for you to make the most out of Truck Month. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Everybody wants to know how much a loan from Dollar Loan Center really costs, and it's way less than most people think. Let's start with a loan of $500, and we'll do the math from there. A $500 loan at Dollar Loan Center costs $2.75 a day in interest. If you need it for a week, $19.25. That's it.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Back with the top of the fifth, Matt Nevert along with Russ Langer here on opening night from Las Vegas Ballpark. 2-2 the score between the Aces and the Aviators. With Nick Allen, Vimael Machin, and Eric Thames, the first three hitters to get it going against Edwin Useita in the second inning of work for the right-hander out of the Reno bullpen. Allen in from the right as the right-hander atop the mound deals a fastball. Called for a strike at 93 high and outside in the strike zone. So far, so good for Parker Markle atop the mound for the Aviators after giving up a leadoff single. Three straight putouts following. We got down in the top half of the fifth inning. Allen takes a slider outside from the former Los Angeles Dodger, Edwin Useita. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Allen with an RBI single back up the middle in the third. Recorded his first hit, RBI, and stolen base. All in one fell swoop around the bases. He'll take a breaking ball up and in. Called for ball two. Allen also lined out to right field in his first at-bat of the year. One for two on paper. So Useita works out of the full wind and deals. Allen pops this one up shallow in the infield. It'll be the shortstop Camden Dusenak calling off the second baseman C.J. Chatham, making the grab just to the left of second base as Allen pops out to the shortstop. Vimael Machin looks to get something going, representing the go-ahead run here, officially in the second half of tonight's action in the bottom of the fifth. Machin has done what he does best tonight, and that's get on base. A single in the first, followed by a base on balls in the run-scoring third. Useita with a high leg kick gets a fastball knocked straight back to the screen by Machin. Brings the count to nothing and one. Action in the Aviators' bullpen beyond the right field fence as Sam Selman, the southpaw, gets loose. Machin in from the left, Useita from the right. His 0-1 pitch is a slider moving in on the hands as Machin leans out of the way on a called ball. Useita with 10 outings, including three starts for the Oklahoma City Dodgers last year. He spent more time with the big league club. Machin checks the swing on a changeup that's a called strike on the outside. In 14 outings, including a start at the big league level, Useita was 0-3 with a 6.64 ERA for the big league Dodgers as Machin hits this one the other way in the air, fading and drifting, falling into the seats out of play for a foul ball. Useita worked through 20 and one-third innings over those 14 outings for the Dodgers, giving up 18 runs, 15 earned on 19 hits. Deals inside to Machin, who backs out of the way on the fastball. And the count goes even at a pair. Two balls and two strikes to the left-handed batting Machin. Useita working quickly as Machin grounds one down the third base side. Called a foul ball as it's touched up just in front of the bag by the third baseman Kennedy. That was one where Kennedy looked like he was going to let it roll on a ball that bounced twice before it got to him. And it was the last time he touched it standing in foul ground that influenced the call of the third base umpire, Reed Batcher, who was straddling the line. He had the best view. But Machin, who does get on base well, also does an outstanding job of driving up pitch counts of opposing pitchers. Useita's dealt 32 pitches, 22 of which have been for strikes. And although the count shows 2-2 to Vimael Machin, the next pitch of the at-bat will be the seventh. Here it is, as Machin takes a fastball low. So this will be at least an eight-pitch at-bat, with Machin having reached in each of his prior at-bats. Eric Thames Swings the bat in the on-deck circle. Here's the 3-2 payoff. Machin takes a fastball. Called for strike three on the inside. Second strikeout for Useta in an inning and two-thirds. Puts out number two on the board here in the bottom of the fifth in a tied-up ball game. Two runs apiece. Nobody on. Two men out for Eric Thames. Digs in from the right side. They get the left. Heavy metal blaring as the Big Bopper, serving as the designated hitter, stands in. Swings at the first pitch and rolls it foul just in front of his own dugout down the first baseline. Thames grounded out to first in the first and struck out swinging in the third. Right on left matchup with two down and nobody on. Three-man shift on the right side of the infield as you say to the right-hander deals. Thames watches a called ball on a fastball low at 94 from Useta, who came in after Ryan Nelson needed 70 pitches to get through three innings full. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Useta pulled the string on a changeup. Thames well early. Pulled his head out as he tried to drive it out beyond the right field fence. Nick Allen popped out to short to begin the inning. Vimael Machin struck out looking behind him as Thames knocks one straight back our direction, held in by the screen. That ball nearly rebounded and hit Thames on the noggin. He was unaware that ball was flying right past his head. A ball and two strikes to Thames with the powerful Dermis Garcia awaiting on deck and Sam Selman getting loose for the Aviators in the bullpen. You say to deals. Thames swings and Thames misses on the slider, dipping underneath the bat at 80 miles an hour. 1-2-3, bottom half of the fifth, spun up by Edwin Useta. No runs, no hits, nobody left on. Through five innings full, it's Reno 2, Las Vegas 2.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas. The Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com. I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees. If you need the loan for one day, one week, or one year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing. Really.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Lovesies, download the app to download Lovesies for all the best game seeds, concerts, and more. Now buy seeds, move seeds, share the love. Lovesies, Lovesies, share the love. Lovesies, Lovesies.
Snacks, fuel, ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Former Vanderbilt Commodore Sam Selman on to toss. As we're back with the top of the sixth inning, Matt Nebert along with Russ Langer here from Las Vegas Ballpark on opening night of the 2022 season as the Aviators and the Aces knotted up at two runs apiece in what's been a pitching duel and a back-and-forth battle. Selman in after Parker Markle needed just 17 pitches to breeze through four batters in the fifth inning. One inning, one hit allowed. He stranded the leadoff single on. A couple of strikeouts included for Markle in his first outing of the year. Sam Selman, the left-hander wearing number 40, stands 6'2", 200-pounder picked up on waivers out of the Angels organization during the offseason. His first pitch is inside to the right-handed batting catcher, Grayson Griner, and we're underway here in the top of the sixth inning.
Selman with big league time with the Angels and Giants and came up in the Kansas City system.
He works from the third base side of the mound, pitching out of the stretch with nobody on. He'll miss inside on an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Backing out of the way is the catcher Griner, who has yet to be retired this year. Singled in the second, walked in the third. was one of two free passes issued by Chester Pimentel, who was the first man out of the pen. Garcia way off the line at first. Meanwhile, Selman's 2-0 pitch is inside. Running fastball called for ball three to Griner. Selman drafted originally in the second round back in 2012 by the Royals out of Vanderbilt. He'll come set with the glove held at the belt. His 3-0 offering is watched all the way for a called ball four on the inside by Griner.
Last year at Sacramento, Matt, for Selman, the bad news was he walked 19 batters in 22 and a third innings. The good news is he struck out 24 and he only allowed 13 hits. So he was tough to hit. And he had a huge year for Sacramento when they won the whole thing back in 2019. 3-2 with an ERA just over 2.
Selman's appeared in the major leagues for both the Giants and the Angels, trying to get back up for a third time. Would be with the Athletics this year. C.J. Chatterman from the right. Second baseman watches a called strike, the first of which thrown by Sam Selman at 91 on the gun. Chatham struck out swinging in the second, ended the third with a flyout to right center. Was an outstanding catch in the gap by the right fielder McDonald. Selman looks to first, deals to the plate on 0-1. Chatham hits one out to right again. This time McDonald able to camp underneath it as it drifted towards the line at the last moment. No tag at first from Griner. He has to head back after the flyout from Chatham moves him to 0-for-3 to start the campaign. And speaking of flyouts to right, it's Camden Dusenak stepping in, who's done so twice. Pop outs to McDonald in right field in the second and the fourth. Between the number 8 and 9 batters, Dusenak and Chatham, four flyouts to right in 5 at-bats. Third trip to the dish for the number 9 batter, Dusenak. The shortstop in from the right. Third baseman Machin creeping in front of the base. Dusenak lifts the hands on a fastball that's called for a strike on the inside from Selman, who pitched in 7 games a year ago with the Giants. Was without a decision in a 4-5 ERA over 8 innings. Pitched 17 innings over 18 outings for the Angels. This one swung on, line back from Dusenak.
In high school, Selman was teammates with Shelby Miller, who later was a first-round pick by St. Louis, and Everett Williams, a second-round pick by San Diego.
So he's been in good company since his high school days. Vanderbilt, of course, one of the premier blue blood programs across college baseball over the last 20-plus years. Here's Selman's 0-2. Pitch ripped foul down the third base line. Dusenak well ahead of that breaking ball out of the hand of Selman. Announced attendance of 8,475 here on opening night. Great crowd on hand, and we're expecting good crowds all week. Plenty of giveaways, plenty of promotions here in the opening homestand of the 2022 season. Selman looks to first. Here's his 0-2 pitch. Dusenak lifts it down the left field line. Into the corner goes Barrera. He's able to track it down and make the catch in fair territory. Griner was standing on second base. He'll turn heel and head back to first base. Dusenak put a charge into that one. The degree of difficulty tough with that ball hooking towards the line. But Barrera with premier speed able to grab it.
And I think the fact that the breeze is blowing out to right helped the Aviators that time. That the breeze is not blowing, or if it's blowing the other way, that ball's out of play.
Cross breeze knocked it down as Barrera caught it. Not a lot of room in that corner either. The wherewithal and the season's worth of experience for Barrera to catch that ball before crashing into the padded fence. Griner on first with two down. Here's Alec Thomas. He's in from the left, and he'll take a first pitch fastball from the southpaw Selman. Thomas, the leadoff batter, 0-for-2 with a strikeout. A ground out to second, and a bases-loaded walk in the second inning. That's been the most recent run plated by the visiting Reno Aces in a 2-2 ball game. Thomas takes a fastball, another one off the outside to even the count. Thomas highly heralded as they come in the Arizona system. Baseball America's got him tabbed as the number 3 prospect. MLB Pipeline, which are updated constantly, he's the number 1 Diamondback prospect. 1-1 pitch slapped into right center field. That'll get down. Rounding second, heading to third is Griner as it's picked up by McDonald, limiting Thomas to a 2-out single. That'll put runners on the corners here in a tied-up ball game in the top half of the 6th inning.
One of the things that Fran Reardon told me, Matt, is that he's really pleased that they have 3 lefties in the bullpen. since the Aviators became the Aviators in 2019, they've had very few lefties. They had Kyle Lobstein back in 2019. Last year they had Aaron Brown for a while. Now they've got Brown back with Selman and Adam Kolarik, who was also with the team for part of last year. So it gives the manager a lot more options.
Selman has runners on first and third with two down. Here's Braden Bishop. Prior to the first pitch, Selman lifts and fires to first base. Back in standing is Thomas. Bishop 0 for 3 with a pair of strikeouts, sandwiched around a pop out to first base to wrap up the run scoring second. The amount of lefties does give you plenty of options. Kolarik used to being a one out guy at the major league level. Runner breaks from first. The pitch, a called ball outside. Throw down from Langoliers is on target and in time. Tag applied by Nate Mondu. Thomas caught stealing on the cannon throw from Shea Langoliers. We were waiting to see it. He's one of two in would-be base stealers tonight, and that'll keep the tying run at bay on third, and that'll bring us into the bottom of the sixth inning. Overall, no runs on a hit. One man left on for Reno in the top half of the sixth inning. Back with the bottom of the sixth when we return. Aces and Aviators all tied at two.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together, we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You've heard all about the purple mattresses. They're really, and this word gets tossed around a lot, but it fits here. They're revolutionary. The GelFlex Grid System offers the perfect combination of sleep-inducing, comfort-enhancing, and pressure-relieving support. And it stays the perfect temperature all night long. The mattresses are amazing. The pillows are amazing. Even the sheets are amazing. And right now, during the Purple Spring Refresh, save up to $700 on the Purple Sleep System. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Langoliers cuts down Alec Thomas at second to wrap up the top half of the sixth inning. An absolute laser beam from behind home plate to strand a runner on in a 2-2 ball game. Matt Nevert along with Russ Langer here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's been a fun one, Russ. A lot of pitching duels, a lot of different pitchers used, and a lot of runners stranded on base.
Absolutely, and the fact is that really the single biggest play of the game remains the tremendous running catch in the alleyway in right center by Mickey McDonald. Otherwise, it's a 5-2 game.
Edwin Useta back out atop the mound for a third inning for the Reno Aces as he'll miss outside on a fastball to the right-handed hitting first baseman Dermis Garcia, who's yet to put a ball in play in his debut in the Oakland organization after clipping 31 home runs a year ago. He swings and lines this one off the end of the bat, off the rolled-up tarp. He's going to need a new piece of lumber. That one was off the end. Those ones sting.
Well, let's get to our Ted Weins trivia question slash answer. We asked the question a little bit ago. Question for tonight. Name the pitcher who led the Aviators in victories last year. It was not a starter. It was reliever James Nail. What was James Nail's record? How about 8-0?
Not too bad. Nail now with the St. Louis organization, yep. Picked up as a minor league free agent in the offseason. 1-1 to Garcia. Change up, clipping the black on the outside of home plate for a called strike two. Now, I tried to guess a couple, and my mind just went to starters. I didn't give you too many guesses during the breaks, but James Nail, 8-0, and a great season out of the Aviators' pen last year. As Garcia hits this one out of play down the right field line. Ball and two strikes. The bullpen last year really came around down the back half. It was a real tough spot at the beginning part of the season, but they all did a good job across the board of kind of shoring up their walk issues towards the back half of the year. Meanwhile, the 1-2 from Yuseita de Garcia is grounded to the left side. Sliding up the middle is Cameron Duzanac. Shortstop throw is bounced. Picked up on a long hop by the first baseman Davidson in time. An outstanding defensive play on both ends of the 6-3 ground out with Garcia hauling down the line, but not to be as he moves to 0-for-3 with two walks in the ground down here to lead off the sixth inning.
Well, you mentioned the bullpen last year. Certainly the clear ace was Domingo Acevedo, who had nine saves and would have had a lot more had he been here the whole year. But one of the nice stories is the way Ben Bracewell bounced back from a bad first month.
Shea Langeliers in from the right side. The catcher leans away from a changeup over the inner third. Called for ball one. Langeliers 0-for-2. Of course, Acevedo now with the big league club. Bracewell was an outstanding story. Langeliers swings through a fastball and fouls it back to even the count. Former independent league player, something that the manager, Fran Reardon, knows all about. And Bracewell was named the Aviators Pitcher of the Year in the last homestand of this campaign. Langeliers chops this one up the middle. Charging and picking it up at the chest is the second baseman, Chatham. Throw off the back foot to first base is in time. Back-to-back ground outs from Garcia and Langeliers up the middle. Have two outs and nobody on for Luis Pereira, who's due in for the third time. And with the nature of the Major League organization in Oakland, we were talking pregame, we would tend to think that it's going to be a bit more transient as far as players going up and down between here in AAA and at the Major League level this year. A lot of players are going to get an opportunity, including Luis Pereira, who's been up at the Major League level briefly last year. He'll take a slider from Yuseita in for a called strike. Six straight Aviators hitters set down between innings 4, 5, and 6. Left-handed batting Barrera watches the skinny right-hander Edwin Yuseita deals. He'll miss outside on a changeup. Ball and a strike to the number 7 batter on the lineup. Number 7 on the card as well. Barrera playing in left field. He singled, stole second. Reached third on an error and later came around to score on a Buddy Reed single in the fourth inning. Keeping the score all knotted up at 2s. Luis swings and tips one back into the mitt. 94-mile-an-hour fastball that he was a bit late around on.
8,475, the paid crowd tonight. Just shy of a sellout, but a fine crowd nonetheless.
You see two working out of the full windup from the first base side. High leg kick and the right-hander deals that fastball just inside. Pereira turning away from it as it's called for ball two to even it up. Two runs on 6 hits for the Aviators. 2 runs on 5 hits for the Reno Aces here in opening day action. They've got action in their bullpen beyond the right field fence as well as a lefty gets loose. Here's the 2-2. Pereira swings, lofts one out to shallow right field. Heading over is Braden Bishop. He's not going to get it as it bounces in front of him. Luis Pereira. Now 2-for-3 with a pair of seeing eye singles to the right side. Remember his first one hit off of the first base bag on a slow roller. That one lifted in the air, but they were both similar swings. It was early on a 2-strike pitch and poked it off the end of the bat for his second hit in 3 tries. Nate Mondu steps in from the left. Aviator second baseman 0-for-2 batting with 2 outs in a tied up ball game.
Kyle Nelson is a lefty throwing in the Reno pen.
Mondu swings to the first pitch and fouls it off down the left field side into the seats. So Ryan Nelson started the game for Reno. It's Kyle Nelson warming up with Edwin Yuseita in the middle. Yuseita's gone 2 2/3 innings thus far. He's allowed a run on 3 hits with 3 strikeouts included. He's been all over the strike zone as well, 37 strikes out of 53 pitches. His 0-1 out of the stretch is down and inside. Breaking ball at 87, called for ball 1. Mondu yet to put a ball in play with a pair of strikeouts on the docket for him. Punched down in the second and the fourth innings. Buddy Reed awaits on deck. Here's the 1-1. Mondu hits a line drive into the glove of Yuseita. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, as Yuseita was there, flailing the left hand out at the belt line. He knocks it down and gloves it all in one fell swoop. 2 out base hit stranded on. And through 6 innings full, it's Reno 2, Las Vegas 2, back with the 7th when we return. Lexus, download the app to download Lexus for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Lexus, share the love. Lexus.
Las Vegas. It's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Top of the seventh upcoming here on opening day. It's Las Vegas and Reno all tied up at two runs apiece. Back with the play-by-play, here's Russ Langer.
Thank you, Matt. So now we go to the seventh inning in a game that looked like it might be a high-scoring affair early on, has really settled in. It's a 2-2 game now into the seventh inning. And lefty Sam Selman in his Las Vegas Aviators debut will make his second throw for his second inning here. He worked the six, gave up a single and a walk and nothing else. And now they wanted to pitch the seventh inning, or at least start the inning. Fastball inside, and that pushes Braden Bishop back off the plate. Ball one. On the mound, the Aviators have used Zach Logue, Chester Pimentel, Parker Markle, and now Sam Selman. Pitch foul back. 1-1. Bishop has struck out, fouled out, and struck out again. First two at-bats were against Logue, the last one against Pimentel. Nobody on, nobody out in the top of the seventh. Opening night at Las Vegas Ballpark. Aviators 2 runs, 7 hits. Reno 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. There's an error up on the board for the Aviators, but we can't find where that error was, so we'll double-check that for you. The pitch fouled off, 1-2 to count on Braden Bishop with Matt Davidson on deck, then cleanup man Stuart Fairchild. In the seventh inning. One of the things about Sam Selman, he has a great ability to limit hard contact. We mentioned how few hits he gave up last year. He's got good stuff. Breaking ball down low. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. So big league time with the San Francisco Giants. 2-2. Selman reads Langelier is set now. Bishop waiting. And the pitch. Fastball down and away at 89. And the count fills up with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Man, it's great to be back. Now, nice to see a good crowd here. Tomorrow night, game 2 of the 6-game homestand. The 7:05 first pitch again. Parker Dungey be on the mound for Las Vegas. Here's the pitch. Ball 4. Selman got ahead of Bishop and then lost him with a second man he's walked back. He walked the leadoff man last inning, and he does it again here. And it brings up Matt Davidson.
Matt Davidson.
A big year at AAA last year with the Dodgers, and as we mentioned, 31 years old, played in several different places, but he's back in his original organization, Diamondbacks. He's not been put out yet in this game. He's homered, walked, and singled, and a pitch is a strike on the inside corner at 88 miles an hour, 0-1. So it's a 2-2 game, but the Aviators have been tempting fate a little bit because as a staff, they've walked 6 men and they've hit 2. But the game is tied. They've made some big plays in the field when they've had to. Fastball low in the dirt in front of the plate. Langoliers can't get a handle on it, so down to second goes Bishop on what will likely be called a wild pitch. 1-1. That pulls a plug on a double play possibility. Bishop, the tie-breaking run now at second. And the Aviators are busy in the bullpen once again. Righty Austin Pruitt is throwing. Big swing and a miss by Davidson. Pulls his helmet off, takes a little walk. One ball and two strikes to count. Reno got one in the first and the home run by Matt Davidson. One in the second and a bases loaded walk issued to Alec Thomas by starter Zach Lowe. They've had chances, but they have not scored since. Big double play. Big catch by Mickey McDonald with the bases loaded and deep in right center. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three.
And that's a huge putout because Matt Davidson is the batter that you want up with a runner in scoring position representing the go-ahead run. So that's a major punch-out by Selman.
If you're scoring along with us, we have a correction. When Stone Garrett, the Reno-designated hitter, batted in the second inning, we had thought he'd been hit by a pitch when he took his base, but the fact is he was given the base on catcher's interference. Fastball strike in the outside corner, 1-1. And when there's catcher's interference, the catcher, in this case, Langoliers, is charged with an error. The batter takes his base and is not charged with an at-bat. 2-2 game, top of the seventh. Bishop at second, one out. Selman looks there, a second glance. Now he unravels and deals. Breaking ball down low. Langoliers holds up his gloves as if to say, that's all right, stay with that. One ball and one strike is the count on Stuart Fairchild, who has struck out, been hit by a pitch, and struck out again. One look. Selman, wearing number 40, kicks. Here he comes. Slider down and in near his ankles. Ball two. 2-1 on Stuart Fairchild. Buddy Kennedy waits on deck. This will be a 2-1 pitch to Stuart Fairchild. Fastball down and away. 3-1. First base is open. And then you have the right-hand hitting Kennedy, who did hit into a double play earlier, on deck. 3-1.
You had mentioned that Stone Garrett play in the second that we had thought was a hit by a pitch. Now, Fairchild actually was hit by a pitch. It got him in the inside of the right arm, right on the forearm, that back arm. That could almost hurt worse.
The 3-1 inside, ball four. Well, it does set up a double play, but it's the third walk issued by Selman. He's only faced seven batters. And it is the seventh walk issued by Las Vegas pitching. So in some ways, the Aviators are fortunate that the game is still tied. And Fran Reardon's going to pull Selman now. And he's going to go to Pruitt. So we've got a break in the action. Top of the seventh inning. Reno has runners at first and second with one out. And Austin Pruitt will make his Aviators debut. It is a 2-2 game at Las Vegas Ballpark. Back after this.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Can you get a better sleep anywhere than on a Tempur-Pedic mattress? I don't know. If you slept on a cloud, maybe. And that cloud was floating on a gentle sea of marshmallows. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where we have the entire line of Tempur-Pedic mattresses and specially trained sleep experts to help you get the one that's perfect for you. Right now, get a $300 gift with the purchase of any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, get 72 months, no interest financing. Wow! Best mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back again. Along with Matt Nevert, Russ Langer, we're live on radio, AM 920, live on TV, on Your View, that's YURView, Cox Cable. And if you've been tuning in, especially, this is especially for you folks watching this game, you're hearing us chatter a little more than we normally would on a telecast, just because the game is simulcast on the radio. So if you're listening going, well, why is he telling me that the uniforms are red? I can see that. Well, not on the radio. So that's the reason you're hearing a little more chit-chat than a normal telecast. Anyway, the new pitcher, fifth pitcher for Las Vegas, Austin Pruitt, inherits two on with one out. Pruitt, 5'10", 185. Been pitching professionally since 2013. Right-hander stretches his pitch. Fastball jumps in there for a strike at 90 miles an hour to Buddy Kennedy, who was singled and grounded out. Grounded into a double play and foul out. Scored a run. He's 1-for-3. Bishop at second. Fairchild at first. Those runners are the responsibility of Sam Selman. Pruitt from the Woodlands, Texas, just outside of Houston. Steps off the rubber. He went to college right at home, University of Houston. Tampa drafted him in the ninth round back in 2013. He had big league time with the Rays in 2017, 2018, and 2019. Briefly with the Astros last year and with the Marlins last year in the big leagues. Pitches outside, 1-1. He was part of that very good Sugar Land staff last year. He only pitched five games, 21 innings. ERA 3.68.
No playoffs here in AAA West, as it was called last year, but Sugarland ran away with that Eastern Division. They had great bats playing close to home in Houston and great pitching, as you said.
As a slider swung on a miss, he tried to hold up. Pitch looked like it was in the zone anyway. Aaron Higgins indicating it's a strike, 1-2. Pruitt led National Junior College pitchers with an ERA under 1 in 2011. He helped Navarro, Texas win the Junior College World Series. Did he go on that breaking ball down and away? The appeal? Nope, no swing. He came close. 2-2.
Can't quite close the book on Selman yet with both runners on base. Bishop on second, Fairchild on first. Charge to him if they were to score. Selman tossed an inning in a third, walked three, and gave up a hit. 29 pitches, 14 of which were for strikes. It was those 15 balls that hurt him.
Pruitt, generally around the strike zone, is a fly ball to right, cruising in as McDonald. Mickey makes a one-handed catch and fires it back into Nate Mondu. Two down. And the batter, Stone Garrett. And last year, with the Marlins, he walked no one and struck out four in five innings. At Jacksonville, he walked three and struck out 11 in 10 innings. At Sugarland, he again had a very good walk to strikeout ratio, and it just goes on. So, Pruitt, fastball, curveball, changeup. And here's Stone Garrett. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Belt high, 0-1. 2-2 game. Top of the seventh. Garrett reached on, as we said, catcher's interference in the second. Walked in the third and struck out against Markle in the fifth. So he is 0-for-1. 2-on, 2-out. Pruitt, wearing number 50, unravels, and here he comes. Fastball swung on and missed. He cranked it up to 91 and threw it right by him, 0-2.
Pruitt a year ago threw the Fastball, 41% of the time. He does have three other pitches that change up the slider and the curveball, with the slider being the next best among his pitches. But that fastball, he relies on it early. He relies on it often.
The 0-2. Up and away. 1-2. Pruitt has flat out said, I don't like to walk anybody. A few years back, Baseball America named him as the owner of the best control in the league that he was in back then, in its annual best tool survey. There's that one particular year, he only 27 walks in 163 innings. Two on, two out. Here's a 1-2 to Stone Garrett. Fastball barely missed outside. That was close. 2-2.
Even with that one called a ball, it was right to the target. Langoliers may be set up. The ball's with outside of the plate. And he gave him a point afterwards saying, hey, may not have been a strike, but that was right to the target. Pruitt, as you mentioned, the control freak that he is, hitting it exactly where Langoliers put it down. As they'll set up outside yet again.
Bishop at second, Fairchild at first. Breaking ball lifted to right. McDonald looking up, fighting the wind, angling toward the line to make a one-handed catch. And Pruitt does a good job of getting out of the inning. And once again, the Aviators dodge a bullet. Two more walks, but no runs, no hits, two left. And we're now in the stretch portion of the seventh inning in the Aviators season opener. And we're tied at two.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming. And fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back. We're at Las Vegas Ballpark. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. The game tied at two. The Reno Aces with single runs in the first and second. Aviators answering with one in the third and a run-scoring single by Nick Allen. Driving in Mickey McDonald, who had double, and then the tying run came in the fourth when Luis Barrera singled and stole second, motored to third on a throwing error, and was cashed in on a clutch two-out opposite field single by Buddy Reed. Edwin Uceta is gone from the game. He'll get no decision. Three innings, he allowed one run earned on three hits, no walks, three strikeouts. Ended it when Nate Bondu had a rocket that found the webbing of Uceta's glove. Sometimes you catch the ball, sometimes the ball catches you. All right, left-hander Kyle Nelson delivers inside to Buddy Reed, ball one. Buddy is switch hitter, going to bat right-handed for the first time. 1-for-2 with a strikeout in that clutch single and drove in the tying run. The lineup flips over after Buddy's finished at the top with Mickey McDonald and Nick Allen. There's a strike, 1-1.
Final line for Uceda, first man out of the bullpen for manager Gil Velasquez. Three innings on 55 pitches. One unearned run on three hits.
Nelson will be 26 in July. He was born in San Francisco. Reed lifts one foul to the right. Slicing follows a banana-shaped arc as it goes about five rows behind the first base dugout. And the count is 1-2. Nelson was Cleveland's 15th round pick in 2017 out of UC Santa Barbara. 6-1, 175. Big league time at Cleveland last year. 10 games, 10 innings. No record. But he allowed 11 earned runs in the 10 innings. Ball roll foul outside third. It is 1-2. At Columbia, at Columbus, that is, last year, in the minors, he was 0-1 with a ERA of over 6.5. Diamondbacks claimed him off of waivers this past November. Slider's his best pitch. And there it is. Swing and a miss, strike three. 85-mile-an-hour slider coming down into it. Good tilt. Taking care of Reed. One out for Mickey McDonald, who has singled, doubled, and scored and struck out. But despite the fact that he's 2-for-3, his best contribution of the night was on defense. It occurred in the third inning. Chester Pimentel had relieved Las Vegas starter Zach Logue. The bases were loaded with two outs. Mickey McDonald tried a drag bunt and fouled it back, strike one. And second baseman C.J. Chatham drove one to deep right center. It looked like an extra base hit and three runs in. And Mickey McDonald ran deep a few feet in front of the 380 sign right at the edge of the track to run it down. Really a terrific play. And Mickey missed that one at 86 miles an hour with a big swing, 0-2. Well, it's a battle of the bullpens now.
I was going to say that play made all the more impressive by McDonald, just given the fact that he plays so many different positions, and he excels defensively at all of them.
The 0-2 to McDonald now. That's a little high. Ball one. 1-2. Nick Allen on deck. There's that slider. Swung on a miss. Same pitch he used to get Reed. He uses it to get McDonald. So Mickey's 2-for-4. That's 11 strikeouts for Reno pitching. They've only walked one. Las Vegas, by contrast, they have managed 8 strikeouts, but they've walked 7 men and hit one. But they've been tempting fate, but they've managed to stay afloat, and they're tied. Here is Nick Allen. 2 outs, nobody on. Nick looks at a fastball to crowds him inside, ball one.
Typically, you hear that high walk number, and you would assume that at least one of them would have come around to score. None of those walks have come across home plate yet, although one of the walks did drive in a run back on the Alec Thomas bases-loaded walk in the second.
And another pitch inside, slider that time. 2-0 on Nick Allen. 1-for-3 with a single, an RBI, and his first stolen base of the year. The 2-0. That's a little low. 3-0. Vimal Machin would be next. Kyle Nelson following Ryan Nelson and Edwin Uceda to the mound, and he delivers ball four. Fastball 92 miles an hour that missed, so the two-out walk. We'll bring up Vimal Machin, who has singled, walked, and struck out looking. Only the second base runner the Aviators have had since the fourth inning when they tied the game. Machin's wearing the same number he wore last year with the Aviators, number 9. Facing Kyle Nelson, outfield straightaway. Breeze continues to blow out toward right. Nelson wearing number 9 on the back of his cherry red Reno road jersey. Stands behind the rubber. Lance's his left foot on the rubber. Glove resting on his right thigh. Now he stretches a glance at Nick Allen. The pitch is a slider down and away at 84 miles an hour. Ball one. 1-0.
Not a lot of vertical action on the slider from Nelson. Really almost a boomerang slider that stays on the same plane. That one started at the knees, ended at the knees. It was off the outside of the plate.
Fastball's high. 2-0. So for Reno, 2022 marks the 14th season and 13th playing in the PCL. Of course, Aviators open up shop here in 2019. Pitch up and, oh, a late strike call. Gene, I think, thought it was a ball, but it was a strike. Two balls and a strike. Allen, the first two down, home half of the seventh. Breeze picking up now, blowing a little harder. Nelson, a glance at first. Allen takes a cautious lead. And Nelson is off the rubber. The count remains 2-1. Machine's solid offensive numbers last year, occasional power. Here's the pitch. Slider down and away. So he's staying with his best pitch, but now it's 3-1. And cleanup man Eric Thames looms on deck. For the moment, both bullpens quiet. Allen leads off first, the pitch. Fastball foul back. You got a fastball in the outer half at 92, and it's a full count. So now Allen will be motoring with a 3-2 pitch and two down.
...20 combined strikeouts in the game between both teams. Machin the only backwards K among them. His last time up in the fifth.
There's a foul tip. And Machin stays alive. 3-2 still. Right after that happened, and Machin barely stayed in there, they played a quick blurb of Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
He's done that so far.
Here's the 3-2. Up and in, ball four. Nice hit bat for Machin. So back-to-back walks. And now the Aviators have two on with two out in the tie game, and here's Thames. And catcher Grayson Griner out there to visit with Nelson and try to get him settled in. Thames has been quiet. Soft ground out and two strikeouts. Well, make no mistake. Make a mistake to this individual and you're going to pay dearly, especially in a night like tonight. One of the things that Thames and I were chuckling about before the game, when Eric played for Las Vegas in 2011, they were at Cashman Field. Pitches a strike, 0-1. And he just had a big Giants 3-mile smile, and he said, just a little different between Cashman Field and Las Vegas ballpark. 0-1. Allen off second base. Machin off first. The pitch. Slider low. 1-1.
Of course, Cashman Field now used as the home of the Las Vegas Lights, of U.S. Soccer League, affiliated with the LA Galaxy.
Now the 1-1. Fastball, swing and a miss. Thames late on that one at 92.
That was the home run swing. He was trying to do damage there, just laid around on it. He was guessing breaking ball, reacting to fastball. The reaction just a bit too late.
Outfield deep and straight away. Nelson reads Griner and the back. Now the 1-2. In there, strike three call. Got him with a slider. So he strikes out the side. Three strikeouts and two walks in the inning. And it's the Aviators' turn to strand a couple. No runs, hits, or errors. Two left. We head to the eighth. The game tied at two.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Steiner's, a Nevada-style pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas.
Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us.
Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play and bonuses with your chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all your jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers are matched. Join us supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, welcome back. Along with Matt Neffert, Russ Langer here, opening up the 2022 season at Las Vegas Ballpark. Game tied at two. Las Vegas reliever Austin Pruitt, who came in the seventh inning with two on and one out, in relief of Sam Selman, and retired Buddy Kennedy and Stone Garrett, each on fly balls to right. He's going to work the eighth to the bottom three. Grayson Griner takes a breaking ball for a strike. C.J. Chatham on deck, and the number nine hitter, Camden Duzenac, all right-handed hitters. Griner, an infield single, a walk, and another walk. He's not been retired yet. Breaking ball a little low. One and one. So for Sam Selman, he goes an inning and a third. No runs on a hit. Three walks, one strikeout. Logue, Pimentel, Markle, Selman, and now Pruitt. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One and two. We're talking about Griner before. His grandfather, Bill Killoy, was a place kicker for South Carolina's football team back in the late 40s. So he's got some athleticism in the bloodline. So here's the pitch. It's high. Two and two. And long time in the Tiger organization for Griner. High foul to the right. That's going to go slicing back out of play. Two and two to count remains.
And Russ, the bullpen's not quiet for long. The right-hander, Matt Peacock, wearing number eight, getting loose for Reno. Likely going to come in after Kyle Nelson struck out the side and walked a pair in the seventh.
Griner's tall for a catcher, 6'5". Here's the 2-2 now on the way. Way inside at the kneecaps. They count full at 3-2.
We're starting to see some more tall catchers matriculate their way to the big leagues. One of the main examples, JT Realmuto in Philadelphia, has been just fine behind home plate. For a while, they didn't want to start tall players behind the catch.
And there's a swing and a miss, strike three. So again, Pruitt, who despises the idea of walking people, came right after him and got his first strikeout. One out, and here's the second baseman, C.J. Chatham. 0-for-3. But had one of the most impactful at-bats when he drove one to deep right center with the bases loaded and two outs in the third against Pimentel, and Mickey McDonald with a tremendous running backhanded catch to save at least three runs. Here's the pitch. Ground ball deflected off of Pruitt. Scooped by Allen, who throws him out. Well, that's why they like him, right there. Sharp ground ball slightly deflected by Pruitt near the bag, and Nick Allen came swooping in and made it look easy.
Yeah, Pruitt tried to grab that one behind him, and you could hear Allen calling off Mondu. He knew he had a shot on that play. That one was as difficult as they come for a shortstop. Allen made it look easy, and just every day shows you something new with the glove. That's why they called him the Magic Man when he was in Stockton.
Two down. The Chatham's been robbed twice, and here now is Duzenac. Two flyouts to right and a drive toward the left field corner that he hooked. That looked like it might be in for extra bases, but Luis Barrera made a nice play, angling toward the corner to run it down. Machin right next to the bag at third. The pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball at 91 miles an hour to Camden Duzenac. First time these two teams have faced each other to open a season. Here's the 0-1. High pop-up, shallow center. Mondu backing up. Mondu wants it, angling to his left. The wind has it, but Mondu stays with it and makes the catch. That was a real etch-a-sketch route to that ball, but he got it. The wind is really tricky out there. Balls hit that high. Pruitt, a perfect inning in two-thirds. Five up and five down, but a couple of good defensive plays to help him out. Now we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It remains Reno 2, Las Vegas 2.
New
wiper blades? Not sure which ones to buy? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your specific car and even install them for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus earn double O rewards points. There's no better time to replace your wiper blades. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Opening night at Las Vegas Ballpark for the 2022 season. Aviators started off as the Las Vegas Stars, 1983 to 2000. San Diego affiliate. Became a Dodger affiliate in 2001 at Cashman Field. 8 years as a Dodger affiliate. Became a Toronto affiliate in 2009. A Mets affiliate in 2013. And an Oakland affiliate since 2019. High foul to the right off the bat of Dermis Garcia, and that's back out of play. Strike one. The new pitcher, number 8 right-hander Matt Peacock, following Ryan Nelson, Edwin Uceda, and Kyle Nelson to the mound. No relation, the two Nelsons. Kyle Nelson in inning, no runs or hits. He walked 2, struck out 3. Matt Peacock, 6'1", 180, 28 years old from Saraland, Alabama. Went to the University of South Alabama. High drive to deep right center. Back goes Bishop. He's at the track. Bishop is going to make the catch. One step in front of the fence. Despite the wind, the ball stayed in the yard. And Garcia, with a tremendous power, nearly broke the tie, but not quite. One out.
You remember the Matt Davidson home run in the first inning? Well, that one was a similar look. I think Garcia got more of that one than Davidson did on his long ball. The wind, not able to push it enough. We're talking a matter of inches. That one about a foot away from clearing the fence. That's a tough part of the yard to go oppo taco.
Fastball, strike of the knees, 0-1. What if you get one of those on taco night?
We'll find a way.
An oppo taco. 0-1 on Langoliers. 0-3. A strikeout, a foul, and a ground ball. This is a ball 1-1 account. Luis Barrera on deck. Peacock has big league time with the Diamondbacks. In fact, he was with them all last year. 35 appearances for Arizona. Swing and a miss. Slider, 1-2. He was 5-7 with a 4.9 ERA in the big leagues over 86 innings. Walked 28, struck out 50. He did start 8 games. And the pitch misses. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count.
Right-hander Ryan Castellani gets loose for the Aviators beyond the right field fence, the former Rockies farmhand. Going to come into this game late.
Fastball 94 missed low, 3-2. The next one. Langeliers fouls one at the plate. Still 3-2. Tomorrow is an interesting anniversary for Peacock. 1 year ago tomorrow, he made his big league debut, and in that debut became the first pitcher since 1945 to win an extra inning game and get a hit in his first game. Happened against the Rockies in Denver. Ground ball to short on the outfield grass. Duzenac throws to first to get Langoliers. 2 down. And the batter's Luis Barrera, who's 2-3 with a steal and a run scored. Ball Well, after that 13-inning big league debut victory for Peacock last year, he received all of 170 text messages congratulating him.
That's it?
That's it. Here's Barrera. Luis takes a strike, 0-1.
That's about an average post-game text barrage for you, right?
You could say that.
I might get 170 texts in a month.
No, not close. Here's the pitch. Up and away, 1-1. Not my case, anyway. A few wrong numbers here and there. That counts.
You
can always count on that.
What counts towards the ledger?
Luis waiting on a 1-1. Drive hit to deep left center. Thomas and Fairchild giving chase on this ball, and that ball is going to be trapped. And Thomas fires it back in. It's a double for Luis Barrera. And the tie-breaking runs at second with two outs.
Barrera, such a dynamic hitter. Hit that one with some serious pop the other way, and Alec Thomas very nearly robbed him as he covered a ton of ground, gave it a slide. Looked like that one came down at the last second. Thomas was behind it. He took too deep of a round. But for Barrera, it's his third hit of the game. He had just 16 doubles in 96 games a year ago. Double one in game number one today on his third hit already.
Here's Mondu. A base hit now breaks the tie. Bottom of the eighth, 2-2 score. Eight hits for Las Vegas. Barrera's got three of them. The pitch outside, ball one. Mondu has struck out twice. At last bat, he barreled up on one and hit a rocket right into the glove of pitcher Edwin Uceda to end the sixth. Here's the 1-0. Mondu looks at a strike on the outside at 91. 1-1.
Barrera is such a dynamic hitter, especially with two outs. He does a very, very good job of putting the ball in play when the backs are up against the wall with two down.
The pitch. Foul back. Slider at 86. One ball and two strikes now. Peacock. Sinker, slider, changeup. His main three pitches. One and two. Barrera, good speed off second. Here's the pitch. Line drive. Base hit. Left field. Around third is Barrera. Here he comes. Fairchild boots the ball, and so Barrera scores as he claps his hands. Las Vegas takes a 3-2 lead.
Barrera is going to get the wave to the plate regardless, and with his speed and a great jump, likely going to score even if Fairchild fields that one cleanly.
So Las Vegas has clawed all the way back. They were down 2-0. They now lead it 3-2.
And with that in mind, was wondering how they were going to score that one. They're going to say base hit, no error. The scorekeeper assuming that Barrera was going to score from second either. So he's on the same page as us.
Buddy Reed, 1-for-3 with a big two-out game-tying hit in the fourth. Looks at a strike, 0-1. Buddy, 1-for-3 with that RBI. And a couple of strikeouts. Mondu's first RBI of the year is a big one. And the Aviators get a righty up in the pen. Is when Reno bats in the next inning, that'll be their last chance. Here's the 0-1. Buddy takes one just low. Slider, 1-1.
That'll also bring Austin Pruitt as the pitcher of record rewarded for going 5-up and 5-down, at least as of now. Castellani looks ready to go beyond the right field fence.
1-1. Peacock looks over his shoulder to see about Mondu. Nate, a short lead. Buddy swings and misses. He tried to uppercut that thing. 1-2. Slider again. If he reaches, Mickey McDonald will be next. Three runs, nine hits, one error for Las Vegas. Two runs, five hits, one error for Reno. Peacock peers over at first. A bigger lead now for Mondu. And he draws a throw and he gets back.
Nearly too big of a lead.
Trying to get an extra step here with two outs. 1-2. Buddy, switch hitter, batting left-handed, stepping back in. Peacock squints in, gets Griner's sign. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Broke off another good slider. The inning is over, but Las Vegas breaks the tie. One run, two hits, no errors. One left to the ninth. Last chance for Reno. And the scoreboard reads Las Vegas 3, Reno 2.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Well, that's a song by Aerosmith called No More, No More. And the Aviators are hoping this game does go no more than nine innings. They have a 3-2 lead going into the ninth. Opening night, Austin Pruitt goes an inning and two-thirds. Five up, five down with a strikeout. And now Ryan Castellani, who was big league time with the Rockies and has spent parts of the last 2 years at Albuquerque, is coming in now to try to get the last three outs. Castellani has been around. He just turned 26 4 days ago. 6'4", 220. He's born in Philadelphia. Went to Brophy Prep in Phoenix. Rockies got him in the second round of 2014. In Albuquerque last year, he was a starter. 3-11 with an ERA over 6. Big league time with the Rockies briefly in 2020 in one game last year. So, no saves on his resume, but here he is. And they just, again, he's been a, part of the reason he's been a starter most of his career. Made his big league debut in 2020. Signed as a free agent by Oakland. His big pitch is a sinker. Sinker, curveball, changeup. And he's going to face the top of the order, starting with Alec Thomas. The pitch. Breaking ball to the backstop. And Thomas, in an effort to get out of the way, went sprawling on all fours. Ball one.
And I don't know how that didn't hit him. I thought I heard a distinct pop. That must have been the tip of the mitt from Shea Langeliers. Thomas, in an athletic play just to get out of the way of that ball.
3-2 Las Vegas, top of the ninth. Thomas 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and an RBI, also caught stealing. Fastball strike on the outside corner at the knees at 93. Good pitch. Castellani comes at hitters from a three-quarters arm slot. Generally a strike thrower with good command. Big shift around to the right for Thomas. A left-handed batter, and he fouls a fastball off to the left out of play. 1-2.
Castellani, like Pruitt ahead of him, throws the fastball 42% of the time. He's got a slider, a changeup, and a curve, all of which between 16 and 19% in terms of usage. But he works off of that fastball and those tertiary pitches all about equally.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Thomas. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Breaking ball banged into center for a base hit. Buddy Reed scoops it, gets it back in. So the very bright young prospect, Thomas, gets a board on the base hit, and he's the tying run in the batter, Braden Bishop.
And now the question becomes for first year manager Gil Velasquez, how aggressive do you want to be on the base pass? Thomas with stolen base potential, but representing the game's tying run. Their backs against the wall in the top of the ninth. Would not expect to see him on the move, but you never know.
One thing about Langelier is he has a way of shutting down the running game. Here's Machin now at third. He's playing by the dirt cutout, very close to the bag. To guard against the bunt. Bishop standing in. Struck out, fouled out, struck out, and walked. Castellani stretches. Right intercept. And the pitch. Line back to Castellani, whose shot puts it over the first. Double play.
Perfect timing for the double play. As Castellani just kind of reacted to it. Fired the glove down where Thomas never saw him catch it. What a play. What timing.
Well, that means that Matt Davidson comes up representing the last chance. Marino. Davidson has homered, walked, singled, and in his last at-bat struck out on a slider out of the hand of Sam Selman. You don't have official word on this, but with all the experience that these two men have, I'm sure they've crossed paths before. Castellani and Matt Davidson. I would be surprised if they haven't. Outfield deep and straight away. It's the no doubles defense now. Slider outside. Backhanded there by Langeliers at 86. Ball 1-1-0 on Davidson. Las Vegas 3, Reno 2. Two outs, ninth inning. Bishop stung that ball. Castellani snagged it. Flipped to first, the easy double play. 1-0 on Matt Davidson. All kinds of power. Castellani out of a stretch. Here he comes. Slider down and away. Backhand out of the dirt by Langelier. They'll toss that ball out of play. 2-0. Castellani thinking things over. Has a new ball now from the plate up Aaron Higgins. Davidson with a weak breeze steadily blowing out to right as it has been most of the game. Steps back in, vigorously pumps the wood around. Those snow-white batting gloves gripping the bat down by the knob. The 2-0. That one is low. 3-0. Cleanup man Stuart Fairchild is on deck. Castellani bending way over at the waist with his right arm dangling, reads Langeliers. Here's a 3-0 to Davidson. Fastball. That's a strike on the outside at 93. 3-1.
Castellani got to be careful not to give Davidson anything to drive. And that is a tough task, especially with the opposite field power of Davidson. But you would rather face Fairchild with the game on the line than Davidson, who's homered already. See what he comes with here.
Here's the look and the pitch. Fastball. Strike on the outside corner again. Same pitch. 93. That was a little closer toward the corner. 3-2. Herrera deep and straight away and left, maybe 10 or 12 feet from the track, that's all. Buddy Reed way out there in center on Mickey McDonald straight away and deep and right. The crowd on rising to its feet. It's gone from 3-0 to 3-2. Two outs, ninth inning. Davidson waits, menacingly waving the bat. Castellani's 3-2 pitch. That's foul back. He came in there at 95, which is the fastest pitch of the night.
You think he's juiced up with the crowd cheering him on there? I would say so.
Hard not to be. Davidson pausing outside the box. Castellani with a new ball. Toes the rubber with the right foot. Bends at the waist. Squints in at Langeliers. 3-2 to count. Bases clear. Two down. Ninth inning. Castellani slowly brings his hands together as Davidson waits. The 3-2 again. Fastball, strike three called, and the Aviators win it. By one thing, it absolutely has to be said here, Matt. The Aviators played with fire, tempting fate all night, issuing walks, but they made the defensive plays they had to make. They made the pitches they had to make, and they got just enough key hitting. And they win this one 3-2, and they begin the season with a win against their in-state rivals. We'll have the totals for you right after this.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Billy Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Welcome back again. Aviators victorious tonight. They come from behind to win their season opener here in a beautiful night in front of a very nice crowd here and a very enthusiastic one. The Aviators win it 3-2 to go 1-0 on the start of the year. 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. The Aviators left 9 men on base. Reno is 0-1. They get 2 runs on 6 hits and 1 error, leaving 10 on base. The winning pitch in relief, Austin Pruitt. 1-0 for Las Vegas. The save, his first save ever in his professional career. Ryan Castellani has been a starter almost exclusively, so he has 0 saves in 8 pro years. But he gets save number 1 here. There's a first time for everything, and that's what this is. The loss to Matt Peacock, who was 0-1. The one home run was hit by Matt Davidson back in the first inning, an opposite field job off Las Vegas starter Zach Logue, obviously his first of the year. 3 hours and 5 minutes in front of a crowd of 8,475. And on the post-game show, Matt and I are going to chat about this game a little bit. We'll run down some scores for you also when the post-game show kicks off right after this.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine. Fast approval, super fast approval. The Loan Approval Machine will process your entire loan in minutes, then instantly fund your account. Experience the future of short-term lending at don'tbebroke.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The drive hit to deep right center. Reed and McDonald racing back on the run. McDonald makes a running backhand catch at the edge of the track near the 380 sign. Mickey McDonald just saved three runs from scoring. Welcome back, and welcome to the Las Vegas Aviators post-game show, along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer. We thank those of you who've been watching on Your View, Cox Cable, and, of course, those of you still tuning in on radio as well. The Aviators win it by a score 3-2, and, Matt, I'll tell you what, the Aviators, as we discussed in the during the break, they got just enough pitching to get the job done. They certainly did a high wire act, issuing a boatload of walks in this game. In fact, they issued a total of 7 walks. There were some tremendous defensive plays. The one you heard coming out of the break, Mickey McDonald making the play with the bases loaded on the deep drive to right center field. 2 huge double plays, and just enough hitting to get the job done. Of course, Nick Allen, you expect him to do this. He may have had a couple of very good plays of his own in this game.
Yeah, it was the defense that backed up the lack of offense here in game one, and that was not without runners on base, both sides with at least 9 runners left on between the two of them, and it was a game of who was going to make the last mistake as far as the pitching, as far as the defense, and the Aviators did a good job of putting everything together, backing up their 6 separate pitchers. You're not going to have 6 pitchers going a max of 2 2/3 innings every single day, but you'll take it here on an opening day win.
No question about it. So the Aviators will look forward to tomorrow and try to make it back-to-back wins in the first 2 games, as Parker Dungey will get the call. Parker Dungey, no stranger to the Aviators. He missed much of the previous year with a serious injury and kind of a heartbreaking one at the time, but he's completely healthy now and looking forward to getting out there and seeing how he does tomorrow. 6:50 pregame show on AM 920, the first pitch at 7:05. But again, the pitchers used tonight, Zach Logue, Chester Pimentel, Parker Markle, Sam Selman, Austin Pruitt, and Ryan Castellani. With 7 walks and 1 hit batsman, but they also turn around to strike out 10 men, and they only allowed the 6 hits in a game, and only one of them an extra base hit, the drive by Matt Davidson that got out. So the Aviators, again, did what they had to do. On offense, Mickey McDonald, a single and a double and a run scored. Luis Barrera, 3 hits, 2 singles and a double, a stolen base, 2 runs scored. We know all about the defensive Nick Allen. He was shining in the couple of really big chances he had in the field. And we've heard all about Shea Langeliers and his arm. And I'll tell you, he put a lot of people on notice when he threw Alec Thomas out stealing in the 6th inning.
Yeah, an absolute cannon. We had heard all about it, as you mentioned, but it's everything together. It's the pop time, it's the receiving of the ball, the transfer, and then the arm is almost secondary.
Because
by the time that you release the ball, you're just letting it go. And for Langeliers, it was on a line. That thing never veered off. And Thomas is a tough batter, or runner, I should say, to throw out. Langeliers, we're going to see a lot of him throughout the year throwing runners out just like that.
No question. We'll come back with some scores. We don't have any big league scores to give you. They don't start for another couple of days. But we've got scores from the Pacific Coast League, and that's coming up right around the bend.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at americafirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
With more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
Visit mesquite.com.
Useta set, the right-hander deals. Reed, line drive through the left side of the infield. Barrera's going to score. Reed with a big turnaround first after the RBI single has us tied at two.
All right, welcome back. Post-game show continues. Las Vegas wins it 3-2 over the Reno Aces. Russ Langer here along with Matt Neverett. We'll check the other Pacific Coast League scores. Everything's in the books. El Paso had a pretty good time at their opener at the Del Diamond in Round Rock, steamrolling the Round Rock Express. 13-1 was the final. And it's interesting because they announced a crowd of 8,476. 8,475 here tonight. So I don't know if somebody was maybe eavesdropping and said, hey, let's get one more than the Vegas guys. They got voted the new ballpark. We'll show them. No, I don't. That's fine. But El Paso wins that one big. Oklahoma City Dodgers with a 3-2 victory at home over Albuquerque. And Tacoma, they defeated Salt Lake at home for their opener. That was a 4-2 final. They had over 6,000 in Sacramento for a great ball game. Sacramento and Sugarland went down to the wire. It was tied in the bottom of the ninth, and Rivercats pushed across a run to win it in walk-off style by a score of 7-6 over the Space Cowboys of Sugarland. So there you go. We'll be back after this timeout. Matt and I will wrap things up and give you a sneak preview of tomorrow night's game right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
When you shop for a mattress, you have to try it out yourself. Really try it out. Flat on your back, on your right side, on your left side, face down, face sideways. See how it feels. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our sleep specialists will help you find the exact mattress that's perfect for you. They're trained for that. And we've got a large in-stock inventory of the world's best brands. Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, Purple, and Tempur-Pedic. Best brands, best prices, best service, Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Line drive, base hit, left field. Around third is Barrera. Here he comes. Fairchild boots the ball. And so Barrera scores as he claps his hands. Las Vegas takes a 3-2 lead. Welcome back for our final segment of the postgame show from Las Vegas Ballpark. The season opener ends up in the win column for the home team of Las Vegas Aviators as they come from behind to defeat Reno by a score of 3-2. And if this opener, Matt, is any indicator, The last five games of this homestand are games that you're not going to want to miss.
And it was a difference than last year, as it was a lot of batting, a lot of high-scoring, high-flying games at the beginning portion of the 2021 campaign. At least here in Game 1, the exact opposite, a 3-2 win. Anytime you can limit your opponent to two runs on six hits, we'll leave the walks out of this one. You will take it as a pitching staff.
No question about it. Now, tomorrow, we mentioned Parker Dungey will pitch in Game 2 for the Aviators. Reno will try to get even in the series as they send lefty Tyler Gilbert to the mound. Gilbert, a Rule 5 pick. He was with Reno and the Diamondbacks for part of last year. And so he did face the Aviators last year, and he and Parker Dungey are going to go head-to-head tomorrow. In Game 2, 6:50 pregame show on AM 920, and first pitch at 7:05. In the meantime, I want to thank our studio producer, Bobby Machado, for his fine work back in the studios at Lotus. Thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in. And, Matt, terrific job. We appreciate having you with us tonight.
Absolutely. Much appreciated. Looking forward to the rest of the season.
All right. Very good. Until tomorrow, for Matt Neverett, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark, where tonight on opening night, Las Vegas defeated Reno 3-2. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Matt Humans, sign up today, get full access to VSiN through the start of baseball season, the Masters, and the NFL Draft for only $19 at VSiN.com/spring. Scott Zetterberg back here with you. This is the Look Ahead here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Joining us now, our very own Dave Ross. You catch him on Betting Across America and all across the network on Twitter at DRossSports. And of course, First Strike, our MMA show, which we have an event coming up this weekend. A lot of heavy favorites on the board. We'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. But Dave, let's start with the Los Angeles Lakers. We are lighting a candle and sending our condolences to all the fans there in L.A. and the fair weather fans in L.A. as the Lakers have missed out on the playoffs for the second time in LeBron James's four-year tenure. Despite the bubble championship, how do you view the first 4 years of LeBron in L.A.?
A great question, because if you say, well, we got the chip and that was the key, but it almost feels like it's got an asterisk by it was the bubble year with COVID and everything else. So it's not a normal 82-game run through the gauntlet of the playoffs and win a championship. It's just not. It's not the same as the other Laker greats have done in the past. And I'm sorry, LeBron James, you're now figuring out what it's like to be measured up against Magic Johnson, against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, against Shaquille O'Neal, against Kobe Bryant, against Jerry West, against the best that have ever played in L.A. And he's not there. He knows that. So, like, his legacy is such a scattered one because he's won a chip in Cleveland, won two in Miami, won the one in L.A. And that's really an accomplishment in and of itself to be able to do it in three different places. But now you get the feeling like, well, how are we going to remember LeBron James? As a vagabond? Are we going to remember him as I'm taking my talents to South Beach, then going to the Lakers and kind of having this quasi-successful run, but not really, when you can't even make the playoffs as an 8 seed, or in this case, to get into the, you'd just be a 10 seed just to get in here and have an attempt to be in the big playoffs. You couldn't even do that. So it's got to be a letdown. And this really is on LeBron in many ways. He had a great individual season, but it's on LeBron, the GM. And look, I'm not going to blame Russell Westbrook. You brought him in. So you can complain about Russ all you want. You wanted that deal. We heard Magic Johnson say this week, I was going to bring in DeMar DeRozan. But LeBron wanted Russell Westbrook. So hate on Westbrook all you want. This is LeBron's team that he put together. And so this is what he wanted. He got what he wanted, which he should get. I think.